Thank you to everyone who has responded to the note vis-a-vis renewal of Zoom. Thank you with your generosity and appreciation of us being together and of a meditation practice together. I really appreciate all the notes I've received so far. And if you haven't sent a note, you know, your time will not be wasted. I read every one of them, I reply, and more important, receive your wisdom, receive your experience, receive whatever you are sharing with me with a very glad heart. And the suggestions are duly noted, the few that have been given. And so I look forward to more responses. The contribution, you know, that's an aside and very helpful, but it's hearing from you all about your meditation practice, about if this is serving you, what would serve you additionally, etc. Those things are very helpful to me as a facilitator, as an instructor, and as a friend. So thank you for that. Saturday is a day of meditation, so we will complete this week, still staying with the breath and with all beings. What is on the screen, all beings are equal to myself. That is the first half of a sentence, and the rest of the sentence takes us very deep. So I hope that you are kind of calling this to mind every once in a while. If not even more frequently than that, when you are off the cushion as well as on, but certainly off the cushion as you are interacting with a variety of beings. And we'll get to this next week. It's a seed thought for now. We breathe and we smile. And as soon as we do, there's the knowing that we are breathing with everyone. And that we might have a metaphysical or a, you know, kind of energetic sensation with that, a smile, a joy, an expanse. But we want to remember this is a science fact because Earth is a closed system. And that the air we breathe right now is the air the dinosaurs breathed, that the first being that crawled out of the sea breathed. The air has been recycled, but it's the same air. The same fountain, you know, the same foundation. And so we smile with that. That's amazing. Right? I mean, that is actually truly amazing. That we are breathing literally with all beings as we breathe. And they are breathing with us, and that some beings actually provide the oxygen and the amount of nitrogen that we breathe on a common basis that keeps us alive. And the carbon dioxide that we breathe out is taken in by other beings because that's what they need to be alive. Everything that's green breathes carbon dioxide, breathes it in, and breathes out oxygen and nitrogen. And for us, it's the opposite. And so feel and acknowledge mentally the built-in harmony of that. Some beings breathe in carbon dioxide and carbon and methane, etc., and breathe out oxygen and nitrogen. We and all land-based animals breathe in oxygen, nitrogen, a mixture, and breathe out carbon dioxide. When we pass gas, that's methane. So think of that. Think there's a loop going on there, a harmony. Feel that as you breathe, that there's harmony in and out with all beings on the planet. And as we feel the depth of this harmony and its truth, we can bookmark that when we're off the cushion in our day, we will take note of ways that one is contributing to and in line with the harmony of in and out. Other beings contribute to my existence. I contribute to theirs. And also take note of when we are part of the disruption of that harmony. So, for example, deforestation, of course, disrupts this harmony. Since everything green is a source of oxygen, nitrogen that is breathable. So deforestation for any reason disrupts this harmony. And literally affects every being. So we would become more aware off the cushion of the ways in which knowingly or probably through not knowing, we are not in the harmony. We are not harmonious. We are disruptive to that. The idea of obstacle. But feeling this, as we breathe, smiling with how majestic Mother Earth is to create everything to flow in harmony, Tides go in and out. Life has seasons. Rivers flow. They have the blood of our earth circulatory system. Everything's in harmony. And we can feel that as we breathe. There's a harmony of in, a harmony of out. Harmony of in, harmony of out. And from a practical, so that we understand this quite fully, think of when you yourself have had less oxygen. So maybe you had a panic event. Maybe you were at altitude or had COVID. You know, something that obviously brought disharmony, that not having enough air to breathe that is the right mixture, put your whole mind, emotions, and physicality, including your etheric energy body, in quite disharmony. Or if we have witnessed that with others. So even for our own, for ourselves individually, or those that we love, this is unmistakable. There's harmonies built into the world. That's how it runs. And then as we sit breathing, having the background of loving kindness, we want to feel the layers of its truth, including right for ourselves, our body, how our brain functions, how our emotions function, our vitality. And smile with how the usually not noticed is very important. And now we are noticing. As we breathe in and breathe out. our individual and collective group field harmony is wafting into the world as we breathe, just like the scent of a flower or a pine tree. That fact that without thinking, harmony, a form of loving kindness, is naturally emanating out, shared. No ego involved whatsoever, other than breathing and being. How wonderful. How simple. We breathe in. We breathe out. And if the mind chooses distraction, we tame it by coming back to the subject matter. There's plenty to think about, plenty to contemplate if the mind wants that. And then you'll easily slip back into meditation, just breathing in. Out, harmonious presence with all of existence. We take lungs of deep breath, breathing with all beings in harmony with all beings. Always, we notice the usually not noticed. A lot that we don't notice is profoundly amazing and beautiful. Like breathing. And how naturally the harmony built into breathing and how it creates a harmonious state in our body, speech, and mind, in our energy systems. That, like a flower, it just goes into the world. How amazing. Love you all. Create your day. All beings are equal to myself. All through the day. And those who can join on Saturday, we'll see you there at 8 Mountain Time. Love you all for loving kindness. Create your day.